Blog Talk Radio. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. Not only is this show intended to provide insight to all things Tarot, it is also intended to be a resource for your personal questions regarding life, love, career, and general choices. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. It's yours to know. Good evening. Today is Tuesday, December 26, 2017. You are listening, tuned in, part of I Hear Tarot Online Radio. We are here present courtesy of New Age Guild Spirit Talk Radio. It is 9 p.m. Pacific Time, 10 p.m. Mountain Time, 11 if you're Central, and 12 a.m. for you East Coast. Thank you for hanging and staying tuned in. I want to thank you all for joining our 17th show. That's right, 17. 17th could not be here without you. Thank you for joining and making the show. We are broadcasting from a lovely Denver, Colorado. So I ask, when you call in, to share your first name and from where you're calling. And this is one of my favorite aspects of the show. I love how connected we get to be through the World Wide Web. That's exactly what it is, right? I love how connected we get to be when we hear from where you're calling. And you just have to give us a city and state, but or even just a state. We don't even have to get too granular, right? So just your name and the state from which you're calling. And I always ask for you all to give us a moment to connect and make sure that you're tuned in, I'm tuned in, I can hear you, and you can hear me. Just because even from what you state with just your name, the energy is already being communicated. And I hate to lose any of that. So please share with us your first name and from where you're calling. Even just a state will work out just fine. And I ask that you be in a place without distraction. And this is one so I can stay present and tuned into what's coming through with the cards. Two, so you get to hear what I'm saying and connect with it. And three, just for anyone that's listening, because you always have something to share when you call in, right? So for those that are listening, I ask that they also get to hear you clearly and openly. So again, just be in a place where you get to hear what I'm saying, I get to hear what you're saying, because what you say matters, and vice versa. And just ask that we recognize a 5 to 7 minute time frame for our calls. And I'll be honest with you, this is one of the most difficult parts for me to enforce, because I would love to get really in depth and to the point of what it is you're asking and to the issue, to the essence of the issue. Unfortunately, a 5 to 7 minute phone call won't always allow that, but it does give us a start. So I'm asking that we keep that in mind. And if you feel like we're tipping on something or we can go further, catch up with me offline. And that's one of the reasons why I'm here. This isn't going to be the be-all, end-all, so to speak, but it certainly is a way for us to connect. So keep that in mind, that we're looking at a 5 to 7 minute time frame for our calls. And of course, if there is more we can talk about, just be open to doing that offline. Moving ahead, and speaking of taking it offline, take advantage of current promotions. I'm a little saddened because as I go through my agenda with you all, I'm erasing promotions, which means that we don't have as many, but you can still take advantage of a couple. One is 50% off readings through January 23. So this means your reading would be $1 a minute versus $2 a minute. So honestly, guys, and even when I read for people in person, face-to-face, I ask that they give me a 15-minute minimum because it's going to take about that long to really lay out what's going on, to look for significant cards that are going to make a difference in your questions. So there's a little bit of basis and foundation that we get to create. So if you're willing to spend on yourself, on your question, on your peace of mind, on resolution, on understanding, on insight, $15 to $20, you all, that's really what it costs. And it's not about this being cheap and that's a quick way because that's not what I'm promoting. What I am promoting is you spending $15 to $20 to get some insight on what you've got going on around you that you may not see. And it's usually about 15 to 20 minutes that we get to do that. So with this promotion running until January 23, we're looking at $15 to $20 versus $30 to $40 to look at what you've got going on around you. And sometimes that's all you need. Sometimes the cards tell you what you already know. Sometimes the cards offer you a question that you really hadn't been considering. Sometimes the cards offer a resolution that you hadn't even fathomed. So when I say, hey, this is a deal, it is a deal in its own way because we're talking about dollars and currency, and that's what makes the world go round. But more importantly, this is for you. This is what you've got going on. And if it's keeping you up at night, if you're finding these questions surfacing in relationships and conversations with friends, family, acquaintances, it's almost like you really do owe it to yourself to take care of yourself, and this is one of the ways. Right? And so that's what I'm encouraging you to do. Take advantage through January 23. Catch up with me offline. We'll get to my details in just a moment. Catch up with me offline so we can give you some peace of mind. Moving on, just taking a moment to acknowledge what is going on in this world. It's like what was up is now down. What was down is now up. We've got tax changes. We've got the new year coming up. We've got the moon hanging out. We have so much going on. And I just want to say in respect and appreciate and give kudos to those of you, A, that are sensitive, highly sensitive people, right? It's a thing. I'm one of them. Really, and just for those people that just like just have direction and traction, and usually this stuff doesn't bother them, but it's kind of like, wow, even I'm on my heels. Really appreciate the transition and the change that's going on in this world. And granted, it may not always be as beautiful as we would like it to be, but you all, you know what's happening? Change, difference. And even if it's not exactly what we want for the future, it's what we have right now. So really just taking a moment to appreciate and express gratitude for those of you making changes, voicing your opinion, making a stand, not being shy, having conviction, representing. That's what's causing all this change. So thank you. I'm in appreciation, gratitude, and it supports me and gives me courage with what we come to the table with and share on the show every week. So thank you all for making a change and a stand in your own way, because you are. Moving on to the essentials. That's what it's all about, right? How are you going to get in contact with me and call in if you don't know how to reach me? So let's get to the goods, right? Call in number 323-642-1207. So you have the opportunity to call in. I am yours. For the next hour, okay, to be honest with you, for the next 52 minutes, I am yours. Call in with your question. This can be an intimate and terrifying, vulnerable position to be, but also can be extremely liberating and intoxicating and exciting. So call in, and for those of you that are on standby, present, and ready with your question, thank you. Thank you for being available and making the show as quickly and early as you are. Let's be friends, black and white, that's how we say it, right? Follow me at I Hear Tarot on Facebook, IHEARTAROT, and follow New Age Guild, right? And so I always emphasize this. With me at I Hear Tarot on Facebook, you get daily readings, you get daily posts, you get to post questions, you get to respond to what I'm posting. You can see what the card of the day is, how you can respond to it, what you can expect from it. I've had people call in and even message me and tell me, I look for insight before my day begins. Thank you. So, and I also love you all being able to respond and post with questions and feedback and just the energy you're receiving. So this isn't just a one-sided thing. This is a relationship, two sides, right? And New Age Guild, talk about a resource. You're going to get and be able to contact, tune into, and listen and arrange appointments with those out there that can speak to your animals, those that can talk to people who have crossed over, shaman. Anything you can think of that you think, wow, I don't know where to find this, look at New Age Guild because it's a resource for you. And that's why I promote following both I Hear Tarot, yours truly, and New Age Guild. Fortify your awareness, my dears. That's what it's all about, right? Stay plugged in. If you're looking to contact me directly, which you're always welcome, you can find me and all my good social media information as well as email, phone number at www.ihertarot.com. That's www.ihertarot.com. Or you can call me. Sometimes that's just the best way to handle things. Just pick up the phone and dial, right? 234-97-TAROT. And I give those of you that may still be using a rotary phone props, that phone number is 234-978-2768. Moving on quickly, you all, because I want to get to our calls. Our agenda. Classic, what you can expect, what you know to receive and understand and gain insight to. We're looking at our calls, of course. Card of the month. We're going to talk about this because our month is fixed and shift. Can you believe it already? We're moving into January. This can be a big month for some people, but, you know, we're going to get a feel for what it's going to offer us. We're going to look at our card of the day, our card of the week, and, of course, our postcard from Spirit. So we want to see how the month of December is going to end. We're going to get a quick review on what it looked like. We're going to look like it. We're going to look at our day. We're going to look at what we can expect for the week and what Postcard from Spirit has to say. Just to give you a quick high level, our month ended or began with our Sun card, which is all about steps, constant new beginnings, moving ahead to our Eight of Pentacles, which is all about looking at and understanding what we do is a reflection of ourselves, whether it's personally or professionally. And our Chariot card for our third week of the month is all about Father City, Mother Nature, so to speak, balancing black and white, our path, and being clear on what that is. And we're going to end the month with our Knight of Pentacles, which is about mastering our craft and understanding when to utilize it and when it's best served, right? So we're going to go ahead and move ahead, you all, with our call. Again, please be in a place where it is quiet and you can concentrate. And it looks like we have Keisha on the line standing by regarding a question about love. Is that right?
Yes. Hello.
Keisha. Hi, my dear. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm well, thanks. Where are you calling from?
That's good. I'm calling from Georgia.
From Georgia. And what's on your mind?
I was wondering, do you see anybody new come into my life for 2018?
Okay, so let's
Any information there. You can give me about them.
Okay, great. Let's see here. All right, Keisha. So my first thought was, okay, so we're looking at something somewhat soon in 2018, right? But that's the way you've worded it is great. We're going to look and see what we can get as far as insight and then whatever else they might have to share. So let's see. Okay. Keisha. All right, my love. So the cards are coming back and saying, yes, we do have a romantic relationship in 2018, and this is really exciting for you. We're pulling up several major arcana cards, and so when we say major arcana, which you know is major secret, big secret, the way I read it and understand it is it's all about universe. So universe is coming back, and the world is coming back and saying, yes, it's time. It is time for you. I'm going to walk through this quickly, there's a lot here, and then we're going to get to what insight we have on that person. What's coming through first is your death card. So this is all about transition, and I get that about you. It's all about transition, shift, transformation. And for you, what's coming up is what you might have expected even a year ago, even 6 months ago, is completely different or significantly different. This is really exciting. I'm also getting someone for you, and we're going to look more in depth with this. We're going to look more in depth with this for you. But what I'm getting is an emperor and high priestess. And what I see for you is balance, someone that almost matches your fire, spark for spark. This card is talking about balance. It's talking about energy. It's talking about experience. It's talking also someone that can almost like match you on that level, fire for fire, but also someone that really respects the softness and that vulnerability that you have tucked away. And they can really appreciate that in the way you see things, the way you handle things, the way you manage things. And that's really positive and encouraging. We're also seeing the Wheel of Fortune, right? And so this is really interesting because, for you, because what I'm getting is you have a lot going on. So we can't totally see and pinpoint exactly when it's going to happen because you almost like kinetic energy. Yeah, you've always got something going on, and that's what the cards are showing us. So that's really exciting. So with that, what they're saying is stay tuned in, stay tapped in, keep doing your thing, and don't think because you're so far away from, in quotes, meeting that person or going and doing, you know, to a mixer, for example. They're just saying keep doing what you're doing and building on yourself because the person that you meet is, it's almost like the more you work on yourself, the how do I say this, the more the person you get to meet has worked on himself, so you come together at a nice balance, at a nice connection. Now, what's interesting, and the cards are concluding that question with, is the Two of Swords, which is about decision, right? And so being uncertain of what to do. So what I'm getting for you is, and you ask for kind of like indications of how the relationship is going to look or any indicators. And so what I'm getting for you is you're going to be just moving along and doing your thing and really succeeding at it. That it's almost like, okay, do I want to pause and take a step back for a romantic relationship? So that's one of the things you can keep in mind as far as how will I know he's the right person? How will I know this is him, right? That's one of the things.
Right.
As far as indicators, okay, beautiful. Gosh, beautiful question, beautiful cards. As far as indicators, they're coming up with World Judgment and Pentacles, right? And so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of your cards are the major arcana. So this is all about universe and the world telling you it's time, Keisha. We're seeing the world. So as far as time frame, what I'm telling you to look for, what they're saying to look for, is when you're completing projects, completing events, things are coming to a closure. We're seeing that with our judgment card when we're making decisions. So you're really going to be like in the spin. You're going to be in the mix of what you want to create for yourself and begin to wonder, do I really want to step outside of this for a romantic relationship? And also there's potential of this romantic relationship coming up when you're transitioning with work, being offered positions that you really want. Just this taking what's yours, so to speak. You put a lot of effort into what you're creating. And so you're always going to be like, do I want to sacrifice this for a romantic relationship? And so that's what they're saying. Just keep that in mind. Obviously, you're saying yes to us because you're asking. And just know that when you do decide to do that, you're going to meet someone. That person might also be someone who's, well, what I'm getting for you is that he's skilled. Maybe when I say older, I only mean that in the way of he's experienced in what he does. And so you might, you'll obviously respect him. So look for those indicators. I know you asked about that, but you're going to have so much going on. It's going to be someone that you respect, someone that you value their opinion and their education, and someone that's been there and experienced in it. So a lot of energy on what you've got going on for 2018, period. But romantic relationship, it's going to kind of creep in for you and take you by surprise, and you're going to have to address it. And that's what they're saying. They're saying you've been asking this question for a while now, so now you're going to have to like pony up and address it. So it'll be a good problem to have when you have it. Definitely seeing that for 2018.
All right. Well, I'll be looking forward to that relationship.
Listen, keep us posted. Looking really good, Keisha. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for having me. God bless.
All right. Of course. You too. Take care. All right. So such a great question, and the cards were like waiting for it, and that's why I get so excited when the major arcana jump in and so openly and clearly. And for those of you that are learning to row or experience, or maybe just listening to the show, major arcana and minor arcana. Arcana is secret. So major is big, minor is small. And so major is I connect it to universe. It's everything we can't see, but we know feel exists. Sometimes it can be your gut feeling. Sometimes it can be your intuition. Sometimes it can be your guides. And the minor arcana is everything that's around us. So the Suit of Cups, for example, is situations regarding emotion or the heart. Pentacles can surface when it has to do with income, money, job, the material world in which we live. So for Keisha, it was just really exciting because the universe was like, heck yeah, thank you for asking. Here it is. Here's what you got. So, and we also see that she's been working hard. She's been working really hard. And so just when she's thinking, okay, I'd love just an easygoing relationship, the universe is like, uh-uh, honey, you've been working too hard just to sit down after you got in the game. So loving that question and sending much love and support, obviously, not just for me, but through the cards to Keisha. And it looks like we have Tanetta on the line regarding love. Is that right?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air with Tina.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you for calling in. Where are you calling from?
Philadelphia, PA.
Philadelphia, PA, my dear. Thank you for staying tuned in. What's on your mind?
I really need to know what you see. I got a text message today from a phone number. I have no idea who it is. I believe it's my best friend who I had a falling out with in July, and she just, well, the person said Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and then she mentioned my dog's name, too. So it has to be somebody very, very close to me, and I don't give my number out a lot. I don't know if it is Desiree that did text me, because after they sent the message this morning, I was like, who is this? And they didn't respond.
Okay. So what I'm hearing you say is you got a text with well wishes from a number you don't know that was pretty intimate.
Correct.
And then when you asked if it was Desiree, they did not respond.
Well, I just said, who is this? And they did not respond all day long. So, and
okay.
I don't give out my private cell phone number to many people.
Okay. So what I hear you asking, Tanetta, is was it Desiree? Is that your question? Or is it someone you know? Obviously it's someone you know. So let's look at this and see if we can get some insight around that text, okay?
Yes.
All right. So what's coming through in the cards is I asked on your behalf if it was Desiree. Is that the person that you were suspecting it was?
Yeah, that's the person I'm feeling that it is, because I just started following her on Instagram around midnight last night, and a text message came in to 10 this morning. And we had a big falling out in July, so it's been about 5.5 months, no contact.
Okay. So what came through, and all these cards are coming back, talking about it being, yes, it being her. There's some energy on this, and so I'm just going to walk you through what I'm seeing here. Let's see. Okay. So we see the falling out. Okay. So was the decision to complete or end the relationship on your end?
What do you mean? I don't understand how you're wording it.
Meaning, okay, so let me see this. The way the cards are coming across is the person that decided they didn't want to continue the relationship or wherever the disagreement happened is now looking at, okay, that's not exactly what I wanted to happen. Now here's what I want
right,
to happen.
That would be me, because she had texted me some stuff and caught me off guard with things with the friendship and stuff. And I think she was trying to go deeper into more, and she caught me off guard, and I just kind of like, you know, just spazzed out on her and just told her, you know, you need to leave me alone. You need to just, you know, just get out of my life and just leave me alone. And then she just went ballistic and blocked me and hasn't spoken to me since. And I feel very badly for that because we've been friends for 40 years since childhood.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that. So, yeah, what I got exactly is what you're saying. We're looking at Ten of Swords. We're looking at the Eight of Cups. And then we're looking at the Star. And so the Star is where I see that you're like, whoa, wait a second. This isn't exactly what I wanted to happen. What do I want to happen?
Right.
So that's one thing that opened up, right? And then with that Ten of Swords, A, it comes across, and that can be a really scary looking card. It looks like, A, you almost feel like you've been stabbed in the back, but B, you're like, just, we're done with it. We are fine with this where it is, and I'm deciding to move on. Now you have every right to change that decision, which you have. Plus, here's the other thing. The cards are talking about you've grown, you've matured, you have things going on, you have like your feet beneath you again, right? And so even if it happened again today, you wouldn't respond the same way today. And the cards want you to know that you have grown from this. It's not like you're in the same place. And your
right.
love, I see the love there. I see the connection between, it's beautiful. The lover's card is specifically coming up. Now, here's one more thing that's coming up. So I get the love and I see the compassion and the relationship between you two, and that's karmic, right? That's universe saying you two are connected no matter what you say you are. And then the last thing that's coming up is the Ten of Rods. And the other part of it is you also need to make a stand, and you needed to make a stand when you did, and the cards are reminding us that you're still going to have to maintain that stand. And that might not be the easiest thing to hear right now, and I'm not, you know, telling you to go one way or the other, but what the cards are saying is, just know that you made the right decision at the time that you did, and that you might have to protect and defend yourself in the same way, maybe just not as aggressively as you felt you did prior. But it's a blend. It's a beautiful blend of what you said and did from where you're coming was right for you, and the cards want you to know that. But as you know, this isn't exactly how you want things to pan out. So they're coming back and saying if it's not specifically her, there's energy around her or your friends. So you've opened up a space for healing to begin is what the cards are saying. So you're you're on the right.
Do you feel that was her texting me? Like, is she afraid to say it's her? Because when I said, is this, they didn't respond.
What's coming through, if it isn't her specifically, what's coming through is that someone associated or around her. So, I mean, the quick answer is yes, it's her.
So does she want to come back into my life? Does she want to, you know, reconcile anything? I mean, I don't know what she wants.
So what I can answer right now, and we can take this offline if you'd like to call me and reach out, but what I can answer at this point is that she's in a good space and you're in a good space. And it's almost like what they're saying is she's grounded and you're grounded, so you guys can come together in a different way and communicate in a different, more efficient way. But that's what I'm getting from her end. And I'm also getting, like, the way I see her is arms open, like reaching out and like, okay, here we are. It's almost like a picture of a bunch of people, and you're in it and your arms are all around each other, if that makes sense. So I see you both being in this place of, okay, we're open arms, we're here, we're moving past this, we just need to hash it out. So that's what I get coming up. Past that, we can't talk too much longer because we have other callers on standby, but that's what's very positive as far as moving forward, resolution, and staying connected.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll let you know how things go.
Please do, and don't forget to reach out to me offline. You know, we can always schedule something too. Just email me, and we can work around whatever you have going on, okay? Because this is a little more in depth, but you've got great questions, and I just want to make sure we're addressing in the right way.
Yes, thank you.
My dear, thank you. Take care. All right. So it is already, can you guys believe it's almost half after the hour? So we're going to move on right ahead with our next caller, and it looks like we have Deborah. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, that's me.
Hi, Deb. Great. From where are you calling?
New Orleans.
Oh, beautiful New Orleans. Well, tell me, what's on your mind?
I'm having difficulty with my relationship right now, and I was wondering if you could help me.
Okay, and are we asking about romantic relationship?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is your question specifically?
How do you see, like, the forecast of it? Do you see that I could work it out, or is he's saying that I pick, and I, it's funny because I thought it was the other way, and I'm just wondering if we lost our connection and if it's worth going forward, you know, because I didn't realize that he was this upset about some things.
Oh, okay.
Apparently.
And are you able to
I'm meaner than
name?
Yes, Barry.
Barry. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and so let me get clear on the question. We are looking to see, I hear you asking a few things, and when you're, what stands out for me is when you're asking, should we continue this relationship? I'm getting from you that you would like to, but there's also the risk of investment, so to speak. So do we want to? Okay, so you know what we're going to do? Deborah, we're going to look at what's around your relationship with Barry, okay? We'll go from there.
Okay.
Okay, so the cards are talking about you right now, and one of the ones that comes up, well, the first one that stands out is the Justice card, which is our major arcana. So this card is talking about balance. It's talking about decisions. It's almost talking about waiting for outcome, which is what I hear you saying. And what I'm getting to is exactly is, okay, well, we need to get more insight on him so we can make our decision. So I see some of that there too. I also see the Empress card and the Queen of Cups card. So these are all about feminine energy. These are all about also nurturing. And this is all about wanting to create and have and be more. So I see all this. And here's the thing. And I heard you, you know, you somehow we got cut off on that. But I heard you say something about I'm meaner than I thought I was. And what's really interesting is your cards are not saying that you're mean in quotes at all. I see you being really loving, a love bug, someone that gives, someone that's supportive. And so I get what you're
saying. That's the way I feel myself.
Yeah, and I see that in the
cards. I'm depleted.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
It's just interesting to hear his side.
Mm. That's interesting, too, because when we see our Empress card, she's known for being not only like a maternal card, but also for being really abundant. That's one of her key aspects. And so what gets my attention here is the Three of Swords. And this card can go two ways. It can go with we're in a place of making decisions, significant decisions in our life. Like, for example, if this relationship ends, what's going to change in my life? And it's that whole ripple effect. And it can be a big deal and it can go deep. And it also can talk about and indicate this really means something to me, though. This relationship really means something to me. And so we're seeing that. So I get that this relationship isn't frivolous. It isn't just, okay, easy come, easy go. There's some depth here and it matters to you. And maybe he doesn't see it, but the cards are indicating that. So that's one thing. Let's see. Hold on a second. Okay, so here's what's coming through. When it comes to the fire, the passion, the energy, that is you, we're seeing our Ten of Rods. And this card can indicate, and it could go both ways, this is where we need to come to an understanding, an impasse, you know, you and Barry. And it can be, he feels like he's carrying XYZ. You feel like you're carrying XYZ, and clearly you're saying you're depleted. Conversation needs to happen because it's almost like the cards are saying you both are feeling the same way. We need to throw it out there and let you think on it and understand it and process it, and it's the same thing for him. It's almost like, and I'm not calling it a misunderstanding, but it's almost like we need to come to terms of this is where I am, like a checkpoint, and this is where I am, and move from there. So do I get a future with you two? Yes, I do. I see that. But the cards are also talking about you're not going to stand and shift and move from who you are and vice versa. We just need to understand it. So that's what's coming through. I definitely see that there is and can be a future. But they're just talking about you're feeling your max. he could very well be feeling maxed himself. And if you guys are feeling that, you're going to take care of yourselves first, because that's what you need to do. And so you could choose to walk away without an understanding. And so that's what the cards are supporting, because I see it matters. And I also see that you're a loving, nurturing, compassionate person. So there just needs to be an understanding. Somewhere along the way, we just got a little disjointed.
Yeah. I gave way too more, and then I got the flu, and I'm helping everybody, and, you know, I just stopped, and then people got kind of mad that I stopped doing everything, you know? Of course.
Yeah, I see that, and you do, and that's one of the indicators of your, exactly, the Ten of Rods is talking about. You have carried enough. It's no longer a burden. You can lay this down. You should lay this down. Because it's not serving anymore. It's just that boundary. The beautiful part is it's the Ten of Rods. So this is completion. This is ending. We're moving on to the next phase. And so people will get over it, so to speak. But for you two relationship regarding Barry, it's about here's where I am, here's who you are, and let's talk again. It's just a checkpoint. But I'm seeing positive energy around you too.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, definitely. Thank you for calling. I get it, and I see in your cards you're just a beautiful person, and mean is not at all coming across. So
I was being a little sarcastic. I shouldn't have said
it
that way. But I like to know if I am, because I don't feel like, you know, it was a shock. I was like, wait, what?
I'm
exhausted.
I'm seeing it. Yeah, exactly. I'm seeing this matters, and his perception of you matters. And so it does.
That's good.
It's not like you. Yes. It is. Very
Helpful. Thank you. And because he got really cold, and I didn't know who he was either.
There you go. You're not yourselves right now. So a conversation just gets to happen. That's what I'm seeing here.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye,
you're awesome.
Thank you for calling. Thank you. You too. Thank you for calling in. You take care.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye. All right, my dears, so that is an example of one of my favorite readings. When Deborah calls in and she's very open with where she is, and she's like, yeah, I was being sarcastic, but we could see that with the Three of Swords. Like, there's wound there, there's hurt there, and it's coming across on both ends. And so the outcome, the cards were saying, is yes, there's a future there, but communication gets to happen. And as simple as that sounds, because that's what we tell, you know, children, use your voice. But as adults, we forget that we have such a voice sometimes, especially when we're vulnerable in relationship, right? And so we got to see that with her cards. And they were really highlighting who she is, how loving and nurturing and abundant she is. We're seeing that with the Empress card. We're seeing that with the Queen of Hearts. We're seeing some balance needs to happen with the Justice card, which is also feminine energy. And it could be that it's a newer relationship and being vulnerable isn't easy. And it could be it's an old relationship and vulnerability isn't easy, although I'm seeing that more of the newer relationship versus older or longer term. So it's just beautiful to see the cards wanting to celebrate her, which they were all about doing, and acknowledging her being wounded and hurt by his understanding and perception of her at that moment. So thank you, Deborah, for just a lovely reading and being open and vulnerable and sharing that with us. And if I'm not mistaken, it looks like we have Alberta on the line regarding another question. Is that right? Hi, Alberta. From where are you calling?
Hi. I'm calling from Florida, Tampa, Florida.
From Florida, my dear. Well, thank you for staying up with us.
Thank you.
What's on your mind?
I have questions about fertility. I've been trying. I just recently was told by the doctor that I had one tube blocked. It's been unblocked, but I just want to know if it's going to happen this year at least, or at least 2018.
Okay. So what I hear you asking is docs have come back and said that you had a tube that was blocked. They've done something to take care of that, so you should be good to go. And you're actively trying to become pregnant. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And we want to know if that pregnancy is going to take, right?
Correct.
Okay. And we want that to happen as soon as possible. Get it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So let's see. I'm going to ask we're going to look at that, and then we're going to see if there's anything around it too, what's around the answer.
Okay.
Okay. And then this is the question that's coming through, so I'm going to ask it just to make sure we're all on the same page. You're with a person or a partner that you would want to bring, you would want to partner with in the future with a baby, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, so what's around it? So let's see here. Okay. Okay. Okay, so we can make this happen. We can make this happen. There's energy around your partner, your significant other. And I know I asked that just a moment ago, but you're saying you're certain that the person you're with is the person that you want to bring the baby into the world with. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that's one thing. Number two, they're talking about income or finances. What I'm getting for you is like, okay, what I'm getting for you is that there is still some energy on, okay, if this happens, then what? But first and foremost, we want to become pregnant, and I get that. I get that's important, and I get that's a question. Mm-hmm. Now we're talking about, the cards are talking about, okay, if this happens, here's what's coming up too. And I'm getting questions about income and finances. I'm getting another worry. I can't quite see what it is, but there's something that's still on your mind. And then I'm getting a little bit of inner conflict, Alberta, and I'm saying all this only because it's almost like it's not so much the physical aspect of you that's a problem, although I know that's the way, that's what we're talking about right now, but there's some energy on when that baby comes into this world. And maybe it's next steps and maybe it's anxiety, but there's still a little something there. But I can take a step back and share with you that the cards are talking about when they say yes, that in 2018 it can happen. They're saying, hold on a second, because they're talking about phases, they're talking about stages in your life, so know that, have comfort in that. And they're also talking about you could make it happen. Oh, that's you. Yeah, yeah. You're not a quitter. You're tenacious. When you want something, you're going to get it. And so they're talking about that too. It's almost like how you're going to go about getting it, right? And so that's what's coming up. What I'm getting for you, my dear, is that they're talking about you going at it alone at some point instead of having that partner. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but they keep coming back to you and fighting that fight on your own versus fighting it with someone by your side. And I don't know exactly what that means for you, but there's just some energy and uncertainty of what happens after the baby is born. And even though it's after the baby is born, they're saying it's something that's causing energy before the baby is born, if that makes sense.
That don't make sense. It probably makes sense.
No, it doesn't? Okay.
No.
You said what?
It'll probably make sense later, but I don't.
Yeah.
It don't make
sense
now.
Well, here's what I want you to do, my dear. Reach out to me. You can find me at ihearcharot.com. And last week I put out a promotion, 1219, and it exists for the end of the month. Reach out to me and let's arrange, and it was for a reading for what your year looks like. So reach out to me so we can talk about this further, because there are some steps, and we're seeing month by month, and I'm getting that's really important for you too, because 2018, every month is important, especially once you become pregnant. But I want to get a little more in depth with you on what we're expecting and get some more insight on what the energy might be. So take advantage of the free reading. Message me at ihearcharot.com and use the number 1219. That's the coupon code. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about this in depth, because there's energy on this, but I want to be clear if it's month by month what we can look at, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, so just reach out and tell me, you know, here's a coupon code and let's talk about it and we'll figure out a time that we can speak and work through this.
All right, great. Thank you.
All right, my dear. Talk to you soon. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay, so quickly looking at these cards, you all, we're seeing a couple of fives in the layout. And so five is, it can be inner conflict, it can be indecision, and it can be a sticky card because we're not one way or the other. So if we're looking at 1 through 10 and we're in the middle, smack dab, we don't know, we almost can't even see where we came from, and we certainly can't see where we're going, right? And so we're seeing a couple of fives in response to her question, which is why I want to go in depth and look at this. And we're seeing some static and some energy on that. And so because I am committed to giving you as much clarity as possible, because it's yours to know every aspect, that's why I'm suggesting, and I always suggest, that you catch up with me offline so we can look in depth and take advantage of free. Wherever there's free, there is me, is one of my mottos. And so catch up with me. Plug in the coupon code 1219. I've had friends text and say, hey, what do I get for 1219? I heard that coupon code. What's going on with it? I don't care. There's no issue with that. I'm like, yay, thank you for taking advantage. So, point being, take advantage. It's here. It's for you. It's yours to know. It is quarter till the hour, you all. It looks like we have Katie on the line. And if I'm not mistaken, this is a relationship question as well. Is that right?
Yes.
All right, Katie, my dear, where are you calling from?
New York.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you for staying up. What is on your mind?
Well, I am ready for a new relationship, and I want to know maybe when I'm going to meet a new man and if it's going to be something. I want to have a serious relationship. I want to have a kid as well.
Okay. All right. So we're looking at 2018. Is this going to be serious? Is this going to be long-term? And family is what we're looking at, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me give the cards a good shuffle here, and we're going to ask. All right, Katie, let's see. Romantic relationship in 2018. And will this lead to family is what you're asking me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see if they want to stay. Okay. Okay. All right, my dear. So here's what was coming up. First of all, they're talking. Okay. One of the things they're saying is you're intuitive. So I'm not sure if you've experienced that in your life or people have told you, but you are. Definitely we see that. So thank you for calling in and being here. So here's what's coming up. Oh, let's see how to put this. One of the things are coming through, okay, one of the things are coming through, which is really interesting. They're almost saying you're so serious. You're so like, check, check, check. And I know maybe not in a negative way, but it's like they're just saying we have one thing on our mind and that's what we want. And the cards are coming back and saying, yes, you're going to have family in 2018. We're going to start it. We're going to have the foundation for it. We're also seeing the Lover's card, which can't be any more about relationship than that, right? And so, and we're also seeing the Four of Rods, which is all about family, home, domestic bliss, all of that goodness. What comes up is the moon. And that's what gets my attention for you. So, they're saying almost there's energy around, how do I say this? There's energy around an awareness that you get to have or just get to be open to having. And I don't know what that looks like for you, but there's almost like, yes, you're gonna meet your partner. Yes, you're going to have family. Yes, you're creating the foundation for family. But there's something that gets, oh, yeah, there's something that we get to look at almost like why we haven't had it yet or how we want it to look. And we get to let that go. So it's not carrying on to the family that we have. Does that make sense? We don't want to carry any of our old karma or energy on why we don't have that at this point. We're just going to move ahead with, yay, we're excited, it's bestowed upon us, and then we move ahead. Does that make sense? Kind of?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like don't look at why I haven't been successful in the past with it. Just, just, you know what, let that go. You know, it's going to happen.
That's exactly. Thank you. Okay. Thank you for simplifying it because there's a little bit of energy on that. And I think I was trying to over explain, but yes. And so we're not going to even worry about why. And especially with you being intuitive, yeah, we just get to let that go. Let me see if the cards want to say anything else. Yeah. And they're saying, and here's the thing too, yeah, beautiful. They're saying, and you're asking for it and we're going to let things go. So more space opens up and relationship gets to come forth. It's almost like, okay, now what do you want and how do you want it to look? And the cards are reminding us of that. So you're not going to just take the first taker, right? You're going to like, no, this is how I want it to be. And we're going to take care and be smart about this. And so, they're just saying, put some more thought into what it is you want exactly. And also we're going to let go of why not and just be present in what we have now. So it sounds like you've got it. You're clear on it. Just let that go. whether or not you put it on a piece of paper, you burn it, whether you, I don't care what you do, flush it down the toilet, but we get to let that go, mm-hmm. and we're just open to what we want to create now, and that's what the cards are saying. Beautiful. You've got the Lover's card here. You've got the Four of Rods. You've got your Queen of Rods, and you've got your Moon. That's really important to see what we're going to let go, and we let it go,
mm-hmm.
and then we move on. That's it, and that's your own thing.
Does it
thing.
Say when?
I was get well. Let me see if I want to tell
when
you.
When am I starting?
Okay. Yeah. So okay. Okay, you know what? I'll put it simply. What's coming through is February, maybe endish of February through June. So what, spring, summer,
okay.
it looks like-ish? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. That
Definitely.
Makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Okay.
Good.
Thank you so much. Thank
All right,
you.
Right here. And don't forget to take advantage of the coupon code 1219 for a free reading of what your year looks like so we can get some insight.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, message me. I hear Tarot. You can just send me an email or give me a buzz, and we can schedule something.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you so much. Take care. All right, you all. It is 9 minutes until the hour. And as I've committed to before, I want to let you know what's going on for the rest of our month. Let you know what's going on for the week and what you can expect for the day, what you've experienced. And then we can move ahead, right? And so we've got about 9 minutes to do that. If you have been on hold, my loves, my dears, I apologize that we cannot take your call. It wouldn't be fair if I breezed through your question or through what the cards were sharing. So I'm asking that you reach out to me at ihearTarot.com. And take advantage of the coupon code 1219 so we can see what your year looks like and even what your question looks like, right? So I want to definitely support and appreciate the fact that you have been on hold, unfortunately, just because of the commitment of what we have going on for the rest of the show. We can't take any other calls. Reach out to me, 234-97-TAROT, a phone call away, or shoot me an email. Find me at ihearTarot.com. Tell me you have the coupon code, and the rest is easy. We'll figure out a time to talk. Moving ahead, we're looking at what we have going on for the month, right? So as I mentioned, we're going to have a new reading next month, another good reason to follow me at ihearTarot on Facebook. This month has all been about new beginnings, our work, and choosing a new beginning at every moment, our work reflecting who and what we are. The Chariot is all about balance and what we're creating for ourselves, and we're ending the month with the Knight of Pentacles, which is about mastering our craft, patience, and tenacity, which almost seem like contradictory, but they're not. So this Knight of Pentacles is reminding us, is indicating to us, what is it we do well? Looking at what we do well. Pentacles is the suit of income, of material, of what we see, breathe, and smell, so to speak, the way we live. This card is reminding us that we get to work steadily, that we do work steadily. And this card is recognizing the hard work that you have put in you all. And when I say and tell you what these cards are indicating, it's not because I'm like, okay, this is how you need to be. The cards are celebrating you. We know you're a hard worker. The cards are saying we understand that you have a goal and don't doubt yourself. Have faith in what it is you're creating. And this card is also saying take the bull by the horns. Don't avoid conflict, which is so ironic, right? When we're focused on ourselves and keep your head down and don't rock the boat, and don't make any waves and just get past this. The cards are saying no, this is about you. Taking the bull by the horns and not avoiding conflict. Let's just get this out of the way. And that's what we had a little bit tonight, was much about that. Let's get this out of the way before it becomes an issue. Because when we're asking for X, Y, Z, the universe is going to come in and say, yeah, but this is what's due. Yeah, but this is where the problem is. Yeah, this is the roadblock. And so sometimes it's easier for us to see right away, and sometimes it's not. You know, sometimes, like Kate said, like, we're not sure what this looks like right now, but let me think on it. And that's what this card is talking about. And this card is also reminding us we're ending the month of December with the Knight of Pentacles. And this card is reminding us we may not be able to change other people, but we can change ourselves. And that card is indicating and reminding us how empowered we truly are, how much hard work we put into what it is we've done and what we're creating. And it's reminding us that we have the power. We get to do this. So that's where we are with the month. We'll have a new reading posted, of course, for January. And then we're going to go ahead and move ahead with our card of the week. This is the last time for a little bit that we're going to be using our Toss deck, which is Aleister Crowley. And so a lot of people have energy on this. You all, I shared with you at the beginning of the month, I'm new to this deck, so to speak, and I'm all about sharing with you as we move along what these cards are indicating. One of my favorite aspects is this card doesn't have reverse meanings. What you see is what you get with it, number one. Number two, it poses questions and affirmations and suggestions for you when this card is pulled. And so today's card is the Four of Swords, right? And so this card is indicating, and I'm going to read from you just a little bit of what the book shares about this card. Keywords being concentrating on the essential tranquility, being centered, being clear, and spiritual cleansing. So this card is talking about the realization and the expansion of what's going on for us. We're seeing a lot of planetary influence, especially Jupiter. And this is talking about happiness and expansion. And what maybe seemed hopeless a little bit ago is now very possible. We're also seeing union, balance. But this card is reminding us a truce doesn't necessarily mean peace. It can be superficial. So we get to definitely look further into what's going on. And for finding peace and calm and closure with something, we get to look a little more in depth with this card. And specifically, it's telling us that we have enough inner clarity to successfully carry out our plans, but make sure that we feel good about it. So more importantly, this card is telling us don't sweep anything under the rug. Ask and you can understand it so you can move ahead with clarity, right? We're going to look at our card of the week, our Angel Tarot deck, which is very informative, very clear. And our card of the day is the Star. This card is indicating happy times, make positive, optimistic, long-term plans. We're on the right path. So what we're seeing for the end of the month is follow and believe and have faith in what it is your conviction is. It doesn't matter if it matters to anybody else. It matters to you, and that's enough, number one. Number two, it's okay to make waves. It's okay to handle confrontation and conflict. It's okay to make your stand, right? You can't make a cake without breaking some eggs. And so that's what our cards are telling us for the end of the month. More specifically, our Star card is telling us, go ahead. Wish upon a star. The angels say you have every reason to feel hope and happy expectation. Believe in your dreams and look to your future with optimism, excitement, and confidence. Challenging times are now behind you and brighter times are ahead. Make your plans with a long view in mind. Now is the time to envision your life the way you want it to be and take action on that direction. The expectations you create for yourself are planted in fertile soil. Trust and follow your intuition as it's right on target. And you all, we're hearing that. We've heard that for those that called in for 2018 asking, how does this look? Am I going to have this? And the cards came back and said yes. The spreads all came back and said yes. And our Angel Tarot deck is saying the same thing. Moving ahead to our postcard from Spirit. Dearest you, we are sending you waves of love and joy as we watch you reap the rewards of your tenacity and faith. We know how long it has taken for you to reach some of your goals and that you've had disappointments along the way. Right now, we suggest you take a deep breath and fill yourself up with gratitude and tune into the vibration of well-being. Temporary conditions may be trying to hypnotize you into seeing something else as your reality, but we know that happy rewards are on their way to you even now. Change is the only constant, so be open to it. You will achieve your dreams and more, we promise. But more importantly, Your happy rewards will be gathered up in the small amounts and moments, the gentle breezes, the soft kisses, and the quiet commitments. Your happiest moments will be on your journey, on the journey itself, not in the arriving at the destination. You are surrounded by so much love and care. Can you feel us? All right, my loves, in closing, thank you, Keisha, Tanetta, Deborah, Alberta, and Katie for calling in and making the show. Laura, my love, I am sorry we could not reach you today. Please message me. Email me at iHearTarot, and we can talk about what you have going on. I want to remind you that my mission is to empower you with insight and understanding to make sound judgments and move ahead with confidence. It's yours to know. Until next week, same bat time, same bat channel, same bat agenda.